So the cost of ICT then, so you got increased cost for a business, but also you got decreased cost for a business as well. So investing in technology can be a big cost to businesses, but if used correctly, it can also help them reduce it. So the following are some of the increases and decreases in cost for businesses. So if you look at the increase, number one, capital cost of buying and installing the technology. So buying all the computers, getting all the fiber optic cables in, getting connected to the internet can be expensive. The cost of recruiting and training staff to use the technology. So if you've got computer-aided design and computer-aided manufacturing, you're going to have to invest money in so and train staff on how to use that efficiently and effectively. You've got risk to hackers. So hackers hacking in like the HSE, hacking into the HSE, taking all the details, having a ransom, looking for 20 million. If you don't give them the money, then we're going to lease it onto the dark web, and that's what they did. Cost of design and maintaining the website. So who's going to update the website? Who's going to create it? Who's going to keep all your products, taking photographs of it, updating it, increasing and decreasing the prices of products and that. So that can increase your costs. The cost of technology breakdown. So if the technology breaks down, if the Wi-Fi falls, the Wi-Fi is gone, or it's not working, what do you do then? How can you send your emails? Okay, how can you do all your work online and that on the cloud? So there's going to be a cost to that. And redundancy payments to staff. So if the likes of your checkouts that you have in Tesco, the self-service checkouts, they're taking over staff. So if there's six self-service checkouts, then that's six staff members that don't need to be working there. So then you need to pay them redundancy package. So the increased costs are the capital cost of buying and installing, the cost of recruiting and training, the risk to hackers, the cost of design and maintaining the website, what happens if technology breaks down, and redundancy payments. But if all of this is done correctly, you're going to have a decrease in cost for business. So for example, a website can be used to advertise a business and as an online store. So you mightn't necessarily need to spend all those advertising costs. You can look at it online and keep it up to date yourself. An online store then means you don't actually have to have a store. So you don't have to pay for rent, insurance, light and heat that it's online. It can reduce the number of employees needed in the business, thus reducing the wages paid. So if the wages reduce, then there's going to be less expenses, which means there's going to be more profit. Teleworking then can reduce the cost and needs for large premises. So if employees can work from home or work remotely, then you won't need an office space. So you won't have to pay the rent. You won't have to get the tables and chairs for your 500 employees. You won't have to have a canteen. You won't have to pay light and heat and rent and insurance and that. And emails are a quick and cheap method of communicating than sending letters. So letters are usually known as snail mail. So the decrease of cost then, so a website can help with your advertising costs and reduce them. It can reduce the number of employees. Teleworking can reduce the cost that you'd have if you have to have an office. And emails are quicker than sending letters themselves.